This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
How are you feeling today? If your head's in a spin because you've had a bad night's sleep, or you're hungover, or maybe you've just got too much to do, the chances are you're not in the best of moods. If everything seems like an effort and you have a negative attitude, the last thing you want to be told is to be positive. But having this mindset could have more benefits than you think. Of course, developing a positive attitude is easier said than done. It doesn't come naturally to everyone. When you're feeling down in the dumps, it's hard to be optimistic. But a study in the US has found that people who are optimists are more likely to live longer than those who have a more negative approach to life. It revealed the likelihood of positive people living to the age of 85 or more to be higher. So maybe the thought of a longer life might encourage you to have a more hopeful outlook on life. The study concluded that optimists may find it easier to control emotions and get less stressed. And as stress impacts on the immune system, it's possible that optimists cope better with infections. Professor Luina Lee from Boston University School of Medicine, who worked on the study, told the BBC that our findings speak to the possibility that raising levels of optimism may promote longevity and healthy ageing. And she advises that pessimists could benefit from doing things like imagining a future where everything turns out well. But if you're a glass-half-empty type of person, could seeing the world through rose-tinted glasses work for you? Accepting that we all have problems and that we're not all the same helps us to get a grip on our emotions. Some people say it's best to celebrate the positives and not dwell on the negative parts of our lives. People have been giving the BBC their personal advice on keeping a healthy and positive approach to life. Vicky Siska says, "Music feeds my soul, a sense of humour keeps things in perspective, and I have good friends who love and care for me." And Pippa Kennedy says, "Being grateful for what you have and lots of chocolate helps." The saying goes that a healthy body leads a healthy mind, which is probably why other people have recommended doing yoga and meditation, as well as staying fit and healthy, to help maintain a positive outlook on life.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.